All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, nearly 2 weeks into the 2016 Major League Baseball season, one of the hot topics going around is the new sliding rule in MLB. And of course, this was brought in wake of the incident that happened last year in the postseason when Los Angeles Dodgers second baseman Chase Utley slid into then New York Mets shortstop Ruben Tejada at second base to break up a pivotal double play in the playoff series. Now, originally, Utley was called out at second, but in the end, Tejada did end up suffering a fractured fibula, which put him on the sideline for the rest of the postseason for the Mets. Now, the play was then reversed, and it was deemed that Tejada did not touch second base, and then Utley was then awarded second base, which only added to the controversy. Now, part of the controversy, it was a hard slide. Let's not take away from that, but part of the controversy in the play was due to the fact that Utley started his slide at second base and not before he got there, which led to the collision. Now, throughout the years, you know, players have been taught to break up plays going into second base to attempt to break up the double play. And it's a situation where Major League Baseball was looking to clean it up. But have they gone too far? We've seen it in several instances to start this season where runners were called out for interference at second base. And the new rule basically states that a player has to start his slide before he gets to second base. And on top of that, once he finishes his slide, a part of his body has to remain on the bag. Now, it's going to take players some time to get adjusted to this, and you have to expect that. But has Major League Baseball gone too far? We saw it several years ago where MLB basically eliminated collisions at home plate after San Francisco Giants catcher Buster Posey suffered a broken ankle. And it wasn't my opinion at first, but I will piggyback on that of New York Mets analyst Keith Hernandez when he said, if this was a situation with Posey, if it was the backup catcher for the Giants and it wasn't a guy who was a perennial MVP, would anything have been done? And, you know, you look at the situation at second base, and this has been going on for years, and it was the fact that the Mets lost a playoff game last year, and people were up in arms, and rightfully so. I say this. I think Major League Baseball needs to protect the middle infielders, both the second baseman and the shortstop, in breaking up double plays, because you see the ways that guys come flying in there and you're vulnerable as a defender. But I think it's a situation. I think guys at the same time should be given the benefit of the doubt if they are making a legitimate effort to slide and break up the play. Now, if it's a situation like Utley last year in the postseason when he slid at the base, that is something totally different. But it's going to be a little controversial for time, and I think guys, teams have to get adjusted to it. But it's like everything else. I think that you're watering down the effect, because breaking up plays at second base has been part of baseball for a very long time, as was breaking up plays at home plate. But I think in the long term, Major League Baseball is looking at the overall player safety aspect. And like it or not, teams, fans, and everybody has to get adjusted to this new rule, because it is here to stay and it is not going away anytime soon. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming 2016 NFL draft. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.